This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. Nathan Paul Lasoski appeared in Huron County District Court this week for an arraignment on a misdemeanor charge of disorderly person drunk. The charge stems from an incident on or about June 15th. Judge Ferris informed Lasoski that the offense carries maximum penalty of up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine. Attorney Michael Morawski, appearing for the arraignment only, entered a plea of not guilty on Lasoski's behalf. The court set a scheduling order requiring prosecution to provide all discovery, witness list, and a plea offer by July 29th, and an in-person plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August 20th at 9 a.m. Lasoski is currently free on a $3,500 bond, which requires 10% to be posted. The court ordered that bond continue under standard conditions, and Lasoski indicated he plans to retain permanent counsel to handle the remainder of the case. Yesterday, the Tuscola County Election Commission met regarding the recall petition language submitted for the officeholder Christopher Crager, Columbia Township trustee. James LaValle, the recall sponsor, and Kyle Amara, attorney for trustee Crager, attended the meeting to provide comment to support their perspective positions on the recall language. A vote of the election commission was held. Clerk Fetting voted no, Treasurer Bennett voted no, and Judge Thane voted yes. Therefore, the recall language was denied. Either the recall sponsor or the office holder has 10 days to appeal the decision of the election commission, and the recall sponsor also has the ability to file new recall language. A copy of the certificate of determination was provided. A two-vehicle crash was reported Thursday, July 3rd, at approximately 5:02 p.m. in Huron County. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the collision occurred on Pigeon Road near the intersection with Farver Road in Oliver Township. Deputies say a 2017 blue Ford F-150 pickup was slowing and preparing to turn north onto Farver Road when it was struck from behind by a 2022 silver Chevy Silverado pickup. Investigators reported second vehicle failed to slow in time and rear-ended the first truck. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts and were not injured. No airbags deployed, and neither driver required medical treatment. The crash occurred under clear skies during daylight hours on a dry roadway, where the speed limit is posted at 55 miles per hour. Both pickup trucks sustained functional damage and were driven westbound at the time of the collision. Authorities listed the contributing factor for the striking vehicle as being unable to stop in an assured clear distance. The incident remains documented by the Huron County Sheriff's Office, and no citations or additional enforcement information was included in the crash report. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And now through July 6th, Ford is offering employee pricing for all. If you're buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. Lease a 2026 Bronco Sport Outer Banks 4x4 for 4 years at $427 per month or purchase for $36,114. Looking for something bigger? Lease a full-size 2026 Bronco Big Ben 4-door 4x4 for 4 years, only $496 per month or purchase for $46,000. You can also lease a 2026 Explorer Active with leather for $505 per month for 3 years or buy for $45,149. Plus, right now you can lease the best-selling truck in America at $530 per month for a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 for 4 years. There's also additional savings available. available for AZ Plan buyers and additional incentives for F-150 trade assist and lease renewals. Leases are with $2,000 down, 10,500 miles per year for the aforementioned terms. No security deposit required.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. A blockbuster ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court is actively scrambling campaign strategies nationwide after the High Court struck down strict limits on candidate coordination with national political parties. Under the new legal framework, national committees are now legally permitted to pool and spend unlimited funds from mega donors in direct coordinated alignment with individual congressional and Senate campaigns. Political analysts warn the decision effectively erases traditional financial firewalls, turning localized races into heavily funded national battlegrounds overnight. Campaign finance watchdogs are already reporting a massive surge in strategic shifts, with both major parties moving hundreds of millions of dollars to tightly synchronized advertising blitzes in key swing states. At a historic NATO summit concluding in Ankara, Turkey, U.S. President Donald Trump announced a major shift in military aid by granting Ukraine an official manufacturing license to build advanced Patriot air defense systems domestically. The deal is a massive strategic victory for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who has spent months pleading for more anti-missile defense grids to safeguard his cities from relentless aerial bombardment. The diplomatic breakthrough occurred alongside intense closed-door bilateral meetings where Western leaders sought to project alliance unity. President Trump praised Zelensky's willingness to negotiate an ultimate conclusion to the conflict, signaling that a broader U.S.-backed security framework is currently being drafted to support Ukraine's long-term military independence. And we'll return right after this.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival: Elber Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, and Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach. Other sponsors include DJ's Portable Rentals of Owendale and Bresky Siding and Building of Kindy.
And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.